The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, criminal court cases may face more disruption as solicitors look at escalating work stoppages in a row over legal aid fees. I'm joined now by Cathy McDarby, who is a solicitor at McDarby & Co., who withdrew her services along with many others working in the legal services area. Cathy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you so much for inviting me on today for my inaugural radio interview.
Well, you're very welcome to the programme. So what's happening here is the Minister for Justice on the 1st of July wants to bring in a flat fee for solicitors who are representing clients in free legal aid cases, and you object to that. Is that it?
That is absolutely correct. The current situation is when we attend courts for people who are required legal aid, we are paid the sum of €239.38 on day one. And thereafter, on every single day thereafter, we're paid the sum of €59.86. Now, just to be clear, those are gross figures, obviously tax, VAT, everything comes off of those figures. The minister is proposing a flat fee now of €455 for all of the work, doesn't matter how many days it takes. And it actually goes further than that, which I don't think people understand much. If somebody is in court and they are in court for a drugs offence and another offence, which may have happened beforehand, such as a theft or anything else, is brought into the court at the on any of the adjourned days thereafter, that court case will not be paid. It will be expected to be done for that one flat fee of €455.
Okay, so the minister has outlined why he is tackling this. So he says that spending on free legal aid in 2015 was €19 million. In 2025, it was €40 million. And he makes the point that this is despite the number of criminal cases in the district court falling. So do you know why it is increasing so much?
Well, I've been doing this job for 23 years. And what I can say is the complexity of the people who are attending before the courts has greatly increased. We have, unfortunately, a large drug epidemic throughout every country in the world, I would say. When we're in court with the clients, our aim is to get to a point, hopefully, where these people do not come back before the courts. We have a system here where we have a number of applications need to be gone through before a case can actually be dealt with. The drugs cases quite often require DPP directions. They can take quite some time to be dealt with, to receive. Number of adjournments, not at the fault of the defence. We then need to receive statements. We then need to have jurisdiction decided. And then once the case is finally, whether the client is found guilty or plead guilty, then we try and work on rehabilitation, which is probation reports, doctor's reports, medical reports. You have to remember, the people on legal aid are the most vulnerable in society. Juveniles, people with drug addiction, mental health problems, they're the people we deal with every day, and they're the people we are worried about every day.
And Cathy, there's another statistic which has been highlighted by the minister. So for a free legal aid case to conclude, it takes on average 313 days. For a non-free legal aid case, it takes 133 days. Why is there such a disparity? Because the implication is that these cases are being strung out so that the fees go up.
Oh, look, I'm going to answer that. You're not comparing like with like. You're comparing apples with oranges. In the main, private client case, non-legal aid cases are very simple cases which are no insurance, no tax, no driving license. Those cases generally do not attract legal aid. And those cases are of a factual nature. They are Mary down the street, forgot to renew her tax, didn't realise her insurance was out of date. They are very quick cases because it is very ordinary, simple people that made a mistake. We deal with them. We move on. Legal aid cases deal with the vulnerable people, the most vulnerable people in society who need more time. Juveniles need an awful lot of time. I am not going to go into a court and put a juvenile at risk by dealing with their case on day one. I could do that, absolutely. If I do that, they will not get the supports they need. Oftentimes with juvenile cases, they can be adjourned 8 to 10 times because we need to ensure that any progress they make is solid, it's moving forward, and it's ensuring that these juveniles do not come back into the system. But I have to say one other thing, Claire, just the minister keeps saying that solicitors are adjourning cases. Solicitors do not adjourn cases. We do not have that right. We don't have the authority.
But you can request an adjournment.
And so we can, and you know, we can request it. It doesn't mean it'll be granted, but we can't request it for no reason. We have to ask the judge for it. And indeed, all the legal aid cases, most of them require directions, disclosure, etc., and they're adjourned at the behest of the state.
Okay. One of the minister's jobs and responsibility, well, every minister, they have to watch the budget. They have to stay within their allocation. And he says that there are clear abuses of the free legal aid system happening. What do you say to that?
I say that he can say anecdotally that that is the case. He hasn't been able to provide clear evidence. But I just wanted to note something. I note the budget for Garda overtime in 2024 went up from 105 million to 131 million, went up by 19 million in 2025, and up again in 2026 by 19 million to 169 million. The prison service budget has gone up. It's an overspend of 24 million last year. These are all people we work with. So if their budgets are going up, of course all budgets are going up. Unfortunately, all over the country, every one of your listeners is facing budgetary in their own household increases. Costs of everything are going up.
Mm-hmm. But I suppose set against the increase in the spend, he has said the number of criminal cases in the district court has been falling. And so, that raises a question.
It doesn't raise a question. It means we are actually doing quite a good job. We are working so hard with these people to keep them out of the system. If the number of cases is falling, that is because we are making sure that the people do not come back into the system, that we work longer with them in the system to make sure they do not get into difficulties again. Again, as I said, these people are so vulnerable. And if we can work harder and longer with them when they're in the courts to make sure that they get the help and the resources they need, then we won't have them back in the system. And that's long and short of it.
Now, I know the Law Society has asked that the minister and the department would come back around the table and have talks rather than introducing this new system on the 1st of July. Yes. So what is going to happen from your point of view? What will happen next in this dispute?
Well, as I say to everybody, it doesn't matter what the dispute is. It doesn't matter if it's an international dispute or a dispute between two people sitting in front of me. The only way any dispute is resolved is with dialogue. What we are saying, we're not making demands of the minister to do anything other than postpone the 1st of July and come back and speak. Unfortunately, if he doesn't want to do that, each solicitor is making their own decision individually. I personally will be making the decision to withdraw fully. As of yesterday, I did a full juvenile case list in Galway because we were servicing and looking after our juveniles and our people in custody. I am going to have to review that decision because I cannot run a business. People seem to think lawyers don't. We all run businesses. I am a small business in the west of Ireland. I need to pay my staff. I have 10 staff here. Their wages have to be paid and I have to do something to pay their wages. And I am going to have to remove myself from the legal aid panel if needs be. And I hate doing that. I love my job. I would say for the amount of money we get paid, it's more a vocation. I love going to court. I love dealing with these people. And I don't think any solicitor in the country can tell you the feeling they get when you see somebody walk out the court and you know that they will never be back into you again.
There was a concern expressed during the week by Garda sources that some people who were charged this week might use in their defence the fact that they couldn't get access to legal advice in the early days of their case. Yes. Do you expect that to happen?
I do. I can tell you that it may happen. It will be dealt with when it happens, but that is an issue. And that's why we do not want to be here. This was not the last resort. This was 10 times beyond the last resort. We don't want to be here. And as I say, there is no list of demands. All we're asking, come back. There is a huge gulf between engagement with the Law Society and meaningful engagement. We haven't had meaningful engagement. We want meaningful. Come back, sit down, talk to us. And if he wants, talk to the people on the ground, because we're in the courts every day. Every system in the world has inefficiencies. Absolutely. And if you talk to any criminal legal aid solicitor, we will point out 10 efficiencies straight away that could be changed, could be improved. Okay. We're not opposed to change.
OK, we'll leave it there. Cathy McDarby, thank you for joining us on the program.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.